This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Reagan Busman will lead things off ahead of Lauren Bertagnoli and Chloe Zagara. So Busman stands in, left-handed batter. Open stance. And takes a look at a called strike on the mound for today.
That'll be...
For Lincoln, what Kristen Osterholt? Kirsten Osterholt.
Pitching Ashley Walton, catcher.
Here's a nice
right up the middle.
Swing sort of bunt. Gets on for a single. Nicely done.
Yeah, that's just using your bat and as a tool to just put it right where you want it, and she did. She split the shortstop, past the first baseman and second baseman.
And all this talk about exit velocity, but using the speed of the Lancer pitcher to get that hit, basically the speed of the pitch, producing the distance on that sharp single there, even though she didn't really swing away. Here's a foul tip from the next batter, Bertagnoli. So Osterholt and Walton, your battery. Desi Pitchford at third. Avery Pope at short. Marissa Webb at second. And Morgan Cowdery at first. Here's showing bat again. Pitch upstairs in there for ball one, one and one. Taryn Milberg in left field. Sydney Glick over in center. Shelby Hottenbach in right field. And... Lincolnwood has two enemies to deal with here, the same enemy that Gillespie has to deal with, Mother Nature. Here's a little bunt foul on the first base side as we're already hearing more of the dribbling. Again, we saw the fan.
We get set up in, no problem.
We just want to play.
Yeah, we just get set up in. Here comes the rain.
1-2, one out. Runner at first. Wave and a miss. Make it two outs. And the runner takes off and then retreats. Thinks the better of it as the catcher doing a nice job not rushing the throw, Ashley Walton. And the runner stays at first. So two down. And yeah, I think kind of threw me there. I think looks like we got one out here. So here's a pitch over there. Get that sorted out because we're looking at the number three hitter, I do believe, Chloe Zagara. Pitch in the dirt, one and one. Runner takes off again, just kind of hanging out in between. Kind of playing a pickle game with a catcher. One on one, runs back to first. Pretty hardcore pickle game, almost to second. Now it's free for all. And got a good on it. They're just winning the game of pickle right now in the Lincoln
Woodside.
And taking care of business, crashing down like a cornerback or a safety, just coming down and making a hit. Says enough pepper already.
That was the outfielder. The center fielder just dove and tagged her. That's how many got involved in that pickle.
Yeah, so one down before that, and now you're here's a shot.
Yeah, you won't see the center fielder make a tag at a runner going to first base too often, but we did today. And I think they threw that at least six times. they needed to push it a little faster than they did. They were more into throwing.
Fouled out of play. Here's a shot right into the glove of the left fielder and shallow left. Milberg comes in to make the play, three down. So we have played one half inning here. No score, bottom of the first coming up. You are listening to high school softball on WSMI. Here we go, the leadoff hitter for the Lincolnwood Lancers. That's Morgan Cowdery, wide open stance, right into batter. Stands in, looks at a pitch upstairs, ball one. Emma Gibson on the hill today for Gillespie.
Miners riding high, 20-3 record on the season.
Pitching there for a called strike at the knees, one and one. Your battery, Emma Gibson, Delaney Taylor behind the plate. And the infield, Reagan Busman, Chloe Segura, Lauren Bertagnoli, and Wrigley Rutherford. Here's a wave and a miss. Power versus power. Do you think Wrigley's parents, or one of them is a Cubs fan?
I'm thinking that.
That's my detective skills there. Macy Wright, Eva Kaduk, and Megan Reif make up your outfield. Here's a wave and a miss. And Cowdery... just going for it there, goes down on strikes. That will bring in Ashley Walton.
I think it'd take both of them to be Cub fans to name Wrigley, so there you go. We're just going to assume that.
Yeah. And Bush would be a tough one because that's the last name. There's a ball one to the right-handed batter, Walton. Pitch upstairs, 2-0. Number 22. As a fan of Jack Clark, that's one of my favorite numbers. Little bit open stance, and that's not like Jack Clark. Here's a foul ball that will play for the fair ball. I meant to say fly ball, playing for the first baseman. They were looking at the radar too much.
Yep, Wrigley makes the catch.
I think that's become a real problem this year. Two outs. In fair ground. And Sidney Glick, left-handed batter, will try to get something going here in the bottom of the first. That, and I think we have a crow who wants to be a part of the broadcast, 1-0. There's a pitch on the outside corner for a called strike, 1-1.
Sidney Glick, the center fielder who tagged out the girl in the pickle, right at first base.
Here's a shot in the left field for a single, lines it sharply. And Sidney Glick gets things started here in the bottom of the first. And again, you want to make your move early in case this game
absolutely
is shortened. So now we'll bring in cleanup hitter Paige Rainwater. Rainwater looks at a called strike on the outside corner, 0-1. Rainwater.
Ooh, close.
There's a strike and then a throw to first, nearly picking off Lincoln first.
And Taylor, a strong throw down there.
Rainwater now with it in a protective situation, but swings away and does not get a piece of the softball. So we're scoreless after one. You're listening to high school softball. Lincoln Wood and Gillespie on WSMI. They are not messing around. I don't blame them. Trying to keep this game up tempo. Emma Gibson stands in there, looks at ball one. Clean up batter here for the Miners. Swings away. This one down the left field line and foul. So count evens up at 1-1. Other than a few raindrops, it's not a bad day for watching softball. Boy, takes a lot off this one. And, boy, she was about 3 seconds ahead of that one, 1-2. Taking something off in a big way and getting ahead. And here's a wave.
Did it again.
Interesting, too. And, you know, seems to try to compensate for that off-speed pitch. She's way out in front of the box, as far as you can go in the front of the box, and that still doesn't help. Another strikeout as we're starting to see those rack up on both sides. Eve Kaduk looks at a pitch upstairs, 1-0. Wrigley, Rutherford on deck. I'll tell you, Osterholt is sharp here early. Here's a bunt drop, and this is a good one. Third base.
Good throw.
Comes up to the ball. Boy, throws a dart, and the first baseman does a great job to scoop it on a bounce.
That was the key there, was a first baseman. Morgan over there made a great scoop to save it.
Bang, bang play, and quickly two down. So I guess it's just like when you're number one in college or pro sports, 20 wins, Gillespie brings out the best in their opponents. I mean, Hillsborough looked as sharp as we've seen them all season for, unfortunately for them, a very brief time.
But three straight outs, yes.
Here's the first pitch to Wrigley Rutherford, chopped down to third baseline foul. Pitch upstairs. 1-1. One delivery. Belt high, and this one hit just wide of third again. 1-2. Wrigley Rutherford looking for a two-out hit. Megan Reif waiting on deck. Well, close to it anyway. Pitch low. 2-2. I think she prefers a more dramatic walk out of the dugout. Get a couple of swings once you get up there to the batter's box. Deuces are wild. Two outs. Two balls and two strikes. And this one goes upstairs and sends the count full. So the payoff pitch on the way.
Ooh.
And this one well upstairs. And
lost that changeup that time.
That will send Rutherford to the base pass.
Didn't get that changeup where she wanted it.
Now Megan Reif will stand in. Got the jacket out. See, that borderline where you. Here's a pitch over the heart of the plate for a called strike. One of those games where you start off, you're okay, and you might get the chills a little bit before it's over. 0-1 count to the right-handed batter. She's got that elbow up like she means business. Pitch upstairs. 1-1. Reif, number 18, Macy Wright, on deck. Gillespie trying to start something here in the top of the second. Pitch downstairs. 2-1 count. Reif just does a little maintenance on the batter's box, gets the dirt just right. 2-1 pitch on the way. In there for a called strike, 2-2. Osterholt. Every time you think there maybe is just a sign that she might start to struggle just a little bit, she comes back with a great pitch. Goes up high that time, and we have another full count, 3-2.
She hadn't been locating that changeup like she did earlier in the ball game.
Boy, it was lethal. Payoff pitch.
There it was again.
This one in the dirt. And the catcher trying to find it. And Ashley Walton does recover it before the runner can get to third. So runners at first and second.
Second walk in the inning, but really, well, it didn't hurt that it went back to the screen. The runner really couldn't get past the second base anyway.
So another batter steps up. Right-handed batter. Close stance. Swings away. Chops at this one. Down the right field line. Just foul. That was a ball. Right fielder was in the vicinity, but that one could have been trouble. And 190 down that right field line.
That's a little different than some softball parks. It has 190 down both right and left field. 200 in the power alleys and center.
Here's a chop to third. It will be a close play at first. And, boy, a nice delivery there by Desi Pitchford to the first baseman. And Cowdery comes up with it. And Lincolnwood does a nice job getting out of the jam.
Good defense, Cowdery before, and there Pitchford on that play.
No score, bottom of the second coming up next. High school softball on WSMI. And the umpire is trying to keep this game moving along, understandably. Taryn Milberg looks at strike one, swings away. Strike two as she leads off this second inning for the Lancers. Marissa Webb, Avery Pope waiting. Here's a swing and a miss. And 1-2-3 pitches, and Milberg's out of there.
Third strikeout for Emma Gibson.
Now Marissa Webb. Right-handed batter. Shrinks that strike zone with a nice crouch at the plate. Waving a miss, 0-1. Pope on deck. The 5, 6, and 7 hitters. Looks at ball 1, 1-1. 1-1 delivery, wave and a miss. Had a pitch just over knee level. 1-2. And again, the batter's not messing around. They're getting right back in there. 1-2 on the way. This yes, one fouled out of play behind the screen.
Well, Emma Gibson is showing one thing. She likes to throw her fastball. Very consistent.
Yes, she does have the heater. 1-2 pitch with one down. And this one going right for the Gillespie dugout, but nearly fully protected.
Which was a good thing in that case.
Then it becomes the game of do you flinch?
There's a changeup
for her. Downstairs on the 1-2 makes it 2-2. Catcher Delaney Taylor just saying, hey, maybe that was strike three. I think she might have swung. I'm going to tag you just in case. But ball two it is, 2-2. Here's a shot over the screen again. 2-2, a nice little battle here. Yeah, just another great facility out here in Raymond, Kiwanis Field.
Great scoreboard here, too, just like at the boys.
Waving a miss as she took, boy, she took about 20 miles off of that. That one, 20 miles per hour or more.
And put it up, actually, out of the strike zone, but where girl just can't refuse to swing.
And again, that's just my guesstimate, not science. Two down now for Avery Pope.
Back
waving a miss. Another vicious shift of speeds. Slow, but not as slow. This time she'll drop a bunt. Fielded by the pitcher. And, boy, talk about textbook. Fielding to the position. Gets it off 1-3. And that is a wrap for two innings of play. Top of the third coming up next. You're listening to High School Softball on WSMI. All right, here we go. Top of the third, Delaney Taylor swings away at a high, hard one. 0-1. Gillespie in their orange jerseys, white letters and numerals, black pants, white socks. Looks like white shoes across the board. Here's a shot. This one going to center field, and that will go up against the fence right on the W
yep.
of the Lincolnwood softball logo. Maybe on a warmer day that one goes out of here, but nice strong stand-up double.
And I believe that's our first runner for either team to make it to second base in this game. Already here in the top of the third.
Nice production out of the number nine hitter. And, Gillespie has those great-looking two-tone helmets. Here's a shot left to left field as Bussman swings away. And this one will go to left center drop for... Looks like the runner is
still at second.
Off a second. Looked like she was going to make a dash for it. The only problem is the runner was stuck at third.
She held up on the ball in the air. Didn't really get a good view of it, I don't think, and couldn't advance past third.
So
good throw home, too, by the way, by the Lancers.
Here's a shot to left center again. No, this one will go stay in the infield. To protect the equipment, we have umbrellas, so my judging the trajectory of the ball sacrificed a little bit. But we don't want to sound like we're broadcasting from the Titanic. So one down. And Chloe Segura stands in there. Segura Flew out to left first time up. 1-0 pitch. As that's ball two. The Gillespie offense came to life a little bit last inning and didn't have anything to show for it, but threatening here with runners at second and third. One down here is a shot. This one will play for the center fielder and should take home a run. And the runner will move across. Delaney Taylor as Glick feeds that, fields that nicely. And we have two down.
It was good, what, 180-plus feet out there, so there was no real way for Sydney to fire that in to home. She did fire it in pretty strong, but the runner was way home in time.
So the first run on the board, first pitch. Emma Gibson upstairs, 1-0. Segura drives a run home. Here's a shot to left. This one's trouble up against the fence. And that will drive a run home. A stand-up double for Emma Gibson. Hit that sharply to left field.
And as usual, the pitchers are pretty darn good hitters, as in this case for the Gillespie Miners.
The Miners jump on top 2-0 here in the top of the third. Eve Kaduk hit into a 5-3 put out the first time. Pitch downstairs to Kaduk. Here's a shot to left field. This one, trouble again. It will bounce to the fence. It will bring another run home.
That was Klein that pitched ran for the Miners. For the pitcher, she scores in the pitcher spot there. And all of a sudden, the Miners' offense has notched it up quite a bit here as they've been really hitting some long drives.
Back-to-back-to-back doubles. Now Rutherford in there who reached on a walk. Whoa. Gets a small piece of it, and no one there to cover the bag as she hits a dribbler down the first baseline, and she... Oop. It's going to be one of those days. We just lost our Dome Stadium look here. The umbrella comes crashing down. No eyeballs or anybody else hurt along the way. So Megan Reif in there with the runner on first and a runner on third. A called strike, 0-1.
Runner first takes second. No throw.
And Reif walks back into second.
It puts two in scoring position for the Miners here with a 3-0 lead.
Here's a shot to center field, just right of center. This one will go to the wall. And another run scoots across. And tack on another. Right with her, boy, she hit that one on the... She hit that one on the nose.
Yeah, it skipped real quick to the fence.
Yeah. It's like she had a vendetta against that softball.
And that ball, what, I think it over 4 foot high, did it, from back to the outfield.
That was a lethal weapon out
there.
Yeah,
it was a laser shot.
Here's a chop to second base. Should play there 4-3 as Marissa Webb sends it over to Cowdery, but the damage is done. 5 runs scored in the frame by Gillespie. 5-0. Your score, bottom of the third coming up next. You're listening to high school softball on WSMI. And welcome back to Raymond Kiwanis Field And the Lancers of Lincolnwood have their work cut out for them. And Desi Pitchford stands in there, looks at ball one upstairs. Here's a pitch in there at the knees. And the count is even at 1-1.
Emma Gibson, 4 strikeouts so far in the game. We've seen that she has a live fastball.
Here's a shot back to the screen. 1-2.
Change of speeds from time to time. Sean, I think that's key to any good pitchers. You can't just throw the same speed all the time.
1-2 offering on the way. And
there's a change up.
Here's a ball will go just behind the screen. Delaney Taylor gives chase. As Desi tries to get something started here for the Lancers. Here's a shot to second base, mile high. Handled there by Bertinoli. And one down.
Yeah, and one of those swinging bunts on Bertinoli. Lauren there got over to first so quick. It looked like she was already the first baseman because the first baseman charged on that bunt and just made a great play by getting there that quickly.
Fouled back to the screen.
Good fundamentals is a key to any team.
Yeah, we're certainly seeing that this afternoon. 0-1 count with one down here. Bottom of the third as Osterhold in there.
Inside corner there.
And strike two.
I don't think she could swung at it. She's close to the plate as it is, and it was right in the corner.
Open toe got that lead foot. Got the heel raised, ready to attack. Looks at ball one. Come on, KO, right here. One, two offering. Pitch in there for a called strike.
5 Ks now for Emma Gibson.
Just like that, two down. Morgan Cowdery struck out her first time up. Back in there. Whoa, wicked pitch. Fastball in the inside corner in there for a called strike.
Ashley. Go ahead.
Ashley Walden waiting if she can get on. Boy, that's going to be a tough order, though.
Boy.
Another tough pitch on the inner half.
I was going to say, as close as they are to the plate, you'd almost have to swing the bat before she releases the ball to get to her in time.
Yeah, here's nice piece of hitting, but just foul. Hits it the other way. And her stance doesn't exactly allow for backing away from the plate much.
No.
Uses pretty much the whole batter's box with that open stance.
Yeah, inside out, one of those fastballs, about the only hope, I think, when you look at it.
0-2.
And it's kind of what she did.
Foul and hauled in. Ooh. By the first baseman, Rutherford. And boom. The Lancers inning is over. We have played 3 complete, top of the fourth on the way. You're listening to High School Softball. 5-0 your score. Gillespie in the lead over Lincolnwood on WSMI. We're back at Kiwanis Field and standing in is Delaney Taylor, who got everything off in a big way. Your number 9 hitter strokes a vicious double.
Starts big rallies a lot of times.
She faces a 1-1 count. As again, the umpires trying to keep this thing moving along with a big old blotch of green. You know, you feel like Steve McQueen, like the blob's approaching. 2-1 count. And like the high schoolers are like, who the heck is Steve McQueen?
Yeah.
You old
probably
doctor?
Lost a few.
Oh.
Those people like to watch old movies.
Yeah.
The younger people. Ooh, shot
Here's
again.
A shot to right field. And it's a trouble. This one's going to drop. As a right fielder, Hottenbach just trying to track it down. And it kind of had a mean little curve to it.
It had a little curve. Well, it was also
yeah,
hit pretty much
her.
At her, which is hard to just, you know, you can't judge it very well when it's hit at you very well, and she didn't have a quick step, let's put it that way, to go back.
We're going to take advantage of this, a conference on the mound. We'll take a quick break. Back in a minute, you're listening to High School Softball on WSMI.
Top!
All right, folks, we are back as we have a new pitcher in the game.
Paige Rainwater, number 16 for the Lancers.
And her first pitch now to the top of the order, Reagan Bussman. Thankless job if to face the top of the order. Bussman last time was part of the doubles parade. She scored. Hit a single back in the first inning, 2 for 2 today. Looks at strike over the outside corner, 0-2. Rainwater comes right after you. Looking to get her first. Here's a little shot on the outside corner. Just trying to get that thing in play and a defensive 0-2 swing. It goes foul, and 0-2 the count remains against the left-handed leadoff batter. Here's another chop. This one goes foul. Just wide of first. Now, you know, you've got to admire Bussman's patience and sticking, you know, to just fundamental softball, because it's easy to just get caught up in the moment with all these doubles and wanting to swing away. And here's a ball in the dirt. Out of the view of the catcher, takes a wicked hop or two and hops off the heel of the glove, the mitt.
Shoulder, too, I believe. Ashley Walton back there for the Lancers, taking kind of a beating on some of these pitches in the dirt.
1-2 on the way. The right-hander, Rainwater. Here's just a little check swing, and goes right to the shortstop. And the runner will get the first with no problem as the shortstop focuses on keeping the runner honest and preventing another run. So I have to say, I can't, you know, down 5-0, I can't fault Avery Pope for that move at all.
She's hoping to have a play.
Yeah, you don't want
actually to get her out. Thought she'd take off and get the lead runner there.
Here's a pitch in there. Here's the runners on the move, or one continues to move to second base, and the runner at third doesn't go far and gets right back and says, "You know what? I've got a nice place to stay. I'm just gonna stay here for a while." Runners at second and third. Here's a ball hit sharply out of the reach of the first baseman. One run will come home and make it 2.
Well, the Miners and their fundamentals as they work the bases, get runners in scoring position, and then come up with the big hits.
Lauren Bertinoli driving home a pair of runs, sending home Taylor and Bussman. Now Segura stands in this now 7-0 game. Hits the first ball against the screen. 0-1. So the Miners having success pulling the ball. Now doing some damage, taking it the other way. Pitch upstairs, and a nice recovery by Taylor as the ball sailed out of her mitt. She comes up with it on the fly, gets that second opportunity to haul it in, but the runner able to advance to second in the meantime. 1-1. Pitch in the lower portion. This one stroked out to shallow center, and the runners will have to stay put. Chloe Segura flies out to center.
Sydney in center field for the Lancers. Got a good break on that. Made it an easy play, actually. I thought it was going to be one of those little bloopers over the infield. She came in from center and made the catch.
Simon Gibson stands in. She scored her last time up. She jumps on the first pitch. Main chopper to first. And a great play there by Cowdery. who handles handles that tough hopper and keeps the runners.
And Morgan over there, that's a tough play. That ball had English on it, too. Not only was it hit hard.
So no one... That keeps a runner from advancing with that nice play there with one down now. Jumping on the first pitch as Gibson. Jumping on the next pitch, Gibson, and that one hauled in by the first baseman. So we have played 3.5. The score, 7-0. Gillespie on top. You're listening to high school softball on WSMI. Here's Ashley Walton leading off. It's a foul ball against the screen. After looking at ball one, 1-1 count. And swings away at a pitch on the inner portion. Fly ball will play for the shortstop. And one down.
Segura took charge of that. The only senior on this team. Or no, not, I don't think that's quite right. Might be, actually. Only senior for Gillespie.
Wow, what a machine. Sydney Glick jumps on the first pitch. Boy, if this one was in fair ground, it would have been trouble. It's a pretty good smash, but it hooks foul from the get-go, 0-1.
Yeah, Chloe is the only senior and a couple of juniors. Sophomores and freshmen, the rest. So a good blend for the minors. Looks good for the future, obviously.
Well, facing a 1-1 count after looking at ball one. Singled her first time up. Wave and a miss at a pitch downstairs on the outside corner, 1-2.
And he's made some good plays there out in center field for the Lancers today.
Rainwater on deck. Here's a chop to second. 4-3 and out. Tough chop, but Burton only takes care of it and gets it over to Rutherford. Rainwater struck out her first time up. Murders this pitch, but foul.
I think she did the old swing before it got thrown.
Oh,
she
man.
Was waiting for it.
It's a laser. Oh, one offering now.
And took something off that one, and a big swing.
Yeah, going up there. Looking to take more than one base. 0-2 offering. Swing and a miss at a pitch downstairs. And a quick strikeout. And a quick half of the inning. We have played 4-7-0 minors. Top of the fifth on the way. You're listening to high school softball on WSMI. And welcome back. As Gillespie will go back to work, Wrigley Rutherford standing in there. And this one skips rocks in the dirt from the get-go, 1-0. And I don't know if the ball's wet enough, but you start to wonder about the grip as this game wears on. You can wipe it off all day, but here's a shot wide of first base, just enough to keep the first base coach alert.
Good thing we never had any real heavy rain.
No.
Steady little drizzle here and there.
Been a little bit of a tease.
Field still looks in real good shape. You see him spray more water on it, but, you know, to get it dry, to keep it from being too dusty in the summer.
Shot. Here's a shot for a single, just out of the reach of the second baseman. And Wrigley Rutherford leads off the inning with a single.
Paige Rainwater, her second inning of work for the Lancers.
Now this will bring up Rife. doubled her last time up. Swings away, boy. Rainwater bringing a little extra heat on that one. 0-1.
Appropriate name for today. As we're getting the rain, boy, are we getting a lot of rain.
Yeah.
Several days of rain, it seems like.
You know, and it's turned out a little wave and a miss. So, Rife in an 0-2 hole. But based on that radar shot you showed me early on, we're doing better than I thought. I really thought we were.
You never know how heavy that is.
Yeah.
It's a light, or, you know, it could be pretty steady, but it's very light, and that's a good thing. Otherwise, we're going to have it for an hour, I'm sure.
0-2, chop foul off the plate. Yeah, and it's just going to rain and rain across the greater region. And then you have umpires who were, well, I drove to this site, and here's a pitch upstairs and away. That one, a flamethrower there, but a little out of reach, and a great job by the backstop, Walton, to haul it in. That one just about took her arm off. I mean, I think it's just like a rocket taking flight. Here's a pitch downstairs, wave and a miss, and Rife is out.
Paige Rainwater gets her first strikeout in this ballgame. Three total for the Lancers, go along with a couple of walks. It's been mainly Miners hitting. Got this 7 runs.
Rainwater stands in, pitch downstairs. 1-0. Starts to get on the cooler side a little bit.
Feels like in breezier.
You know, and we're seeing the wide range. People look like they're dressed for the dead of winter. Others here, short sleeves. And there's a pitch downstairs just below the old caps, the kneecaps, 2-0. Then you got to do the posturing. It's like, I'm not cold. But eventually the body betrays you, and then you get that. Here's the 2-0. That was a wicked pitch in there at the knees, 2-1. But then the body betrays you with that little spasm, you know, when, especially with raindrops, 2-1, 1-1. Here, yeah. Pitch in the dirt, out of the reach of the catcher. Took a pretty mean hop, and the runner will move on to second base. Rutherford moves into scoring position with one down.
Well, you get the first layer of wetness, then you get the wind that's, it feels like it dropped a good 5 degrees.
3-1 pitch, and a smash foul. And that will take the count full, 3-2. Rainwater in relief. Miners trying to make something happen with one out. Here's a dribbler to second. 4-3 put out.
Yeah, Paige might be able to get out of this inning. She does have that runner, though, at third base for the Gillespie Miners.
Here comes the secret weapon to runner at third now, Delaney Taylor. 2-for-2 with a pair of doubles. 2 runs scored. Takes a look at strike one. Oh, and one with two down. This game about an hour old. There's a wave and a miss. Rainwater throwing that rising fastball, 0-2. Oh, 2 offering, and that one just outside, 1-2. If Taylor gets on, we'll be back to the top of the order. Wave and a miss.
Matter.
And the Gillespie threat done for the top of the fifth. Still 7-0. Miners on top. Bottom of the fifth on the way. Lincolnwood will come to the plate. You're listening to high school softball on WSMI. Well, the hitters this half inning, Milberg, Webb, and Pope for Lincolnwood. They have gone through the order in the second, third, and fourth innings. And then have Glick. If I have it all scored correctly, one hit recorded in this one. Here's a called strike as Milberg stands in.
And Gibson has been spectacular. Six Ks and no walks in this ballgame.
0-1. Pitch high, gets away.
Another high one.
Hit against the screen. 2-1.
It's amazing how just one little thing off and the pitches go way high when she's had really great control all game.
2-1 delivery.
Another.
Boy, another one upstairs. 3-1. Three-one on the way. Oh, right there on the border. Inside corner for a called strike and a payoff pitch. A few groans on that one, which happens with borderline pitches. 3-2 delivery. This one smashed to right center. But the center fielder tracks it down. Kaduk. Boy.
Well, you know, I thought we had a collision going on there for a second, too.
Yeah, I don't know how slick it is out there, but a great job to just read that one off the bat. And, yeah, you feel for Milberg. She got a ton of that one.
Pretty much split the outfielders as Megan Reif was going over there. I thought she might run into Koof. By the end, made a great catch.
Right now getting that inside corner, Marissa Webb standing in, looks at strike one. 0-1 on the way, chops and gets a piece of it, which means strike number two, 0-2. Break's just not going to Lancer's way so far today. 0-2, the count. Webb struck out her first time up. Pitch upstairs, just above letter high.
Six.
1-2. Avery Pope on deck, literally. Waving a miss as she takes a little something off.
Strikeout. Number seven.
Pope will now take to the dish. Hit into a 4-3, put out her first time up. Swing and a miss is, boy, the speeds are just all over the place right now.
I think she's looking for a much slower pitch that time.
0-1 count. Yeah, offers a bunt at the heater. And, boy, reading it all the way, the third baseman, Reagan Bussman, comes storming in and catches it on the fly. And just like that, another boom, boom, boom inning. 1-2-3. They are a juggernaut, these Gillespie Miners. We will bring you the top of the sixth coming up. You are listening to high school softball. 7-0 your score. Miners on top over Lincolnwood. This is WSMI. And Gillespie back to offense here in the top of the sixth.
Page still on the mound. Struck out two batters for the Lancers here since she's come in, what, in the second inning? Third inning, I believe she came in.
Reagan Bussman stands in, 3-for-3. Two runs scored. Looks at back-to-back balls, 2-0. Offering on the way. And this one drives her off the plate, inside pitch. Inside fastball, 3-0. Yeah. Pitch over the heart of the plate for strike number one. Putting the onus on Rainwater to throw strikes, and she does just that. Here's a wave and a miss, and just kind of an off-balance, clumsy swing. That happens. Payoff pitch on the way as Rainwater has bounced back nicely. Pitch low and away, and Bussman will take to the base paths for the fourth time today.
That'll be the first walk given up by Rainwater.
Lauren Bertinoli, boy, she's made a couple of gems out there on defense at second.
She has indeed. And she
drops a bunt. Runner will scoot to second. And does she make it to first? No. Close play like it often is.
Page off the mound made a good play. Didn't hesitate. That's the key. You don't have much time. Once you feel that ball, you got to get rid of it quick.
So the runner will advance to second with one down and a 7-0 Gillespie lead. The running game nearly coming into play there, but runner retreats back to second base as Chloe Segura stands in. 1-0 count as she looks at ball one. 0-2 with a sacrifice. Pitch outside for ball two. Tad low too. As we have one down here, as we have moved past the 5:30 mark on a overcast day. 2-0, and this one in the lower portion, 3-0.
Little control issues here in the start of the inning. One batter already walked.
Segura's been hitting it to the outfield today. Looks at a pitch over the heart of the plate. And 3-1. Rainwater battled back nicely last time. We'll try to do it again. And she'll work to Segura. Segura strokes it to right center. This one goes to the fence. Another run comes home. She'll dig in for two. And stand up double for Segura, getting her first hit.
Also hit hard.
All the afternoon.
Had one of those curves in it, too. I bet it didn't get over 6-7 feet over the ground.
Looks like my golf swing with a little less slice. Well, not less slice.
Yeah, it just had a nice little slice. Not too much. Let's see if we're going to possibly have another pitching change.
Thankfully, the last time I played Shoal Creek, it was the pre-viral era. It's like, you know, I would be known as Slice Guy. We'll get another pitching change. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to High School Softball on WSMI. Well, a new pitcher, and you know, they're a little bit rude on the Gillespie side. No welcoming committee there.
Nope.
She just hit a bullet, Emma Gibson, for a double while we were away on the first pitch. Now a 9-0 ball game as a runner comes home. Pitching there for a called strike as she now works to Kaduk.
Milberg, the new pitcher for the Lancers, came from left field. Is it Tyron?
First name? Taron.
Taron.
Yep.
Taron Milberg.
Pitch up there and outside for ball one, 1-1. Yeah, Gillespie, they just keep coming at you. Kaduk, 1-for-3, part of that doubles parade back in the third inning. Here's a shot hit foul. 1-2.
And now that runner on second becomes a potential winning run if the Miners get that home and then put a goose egg on the Lancers in the bottom of the sixth.
So Gibson stands there at second. Here's a pitch. This one in the dirt. The runner will stay. Good stop there by Walton. And, again, when you have to work the three different pitchers,
ooh,
you know, that's
not easy.
You know, catcher adjusting to different pitchers, that's probably an underappreciated aspect of the game. 2-2 with one out. And Kaduk will swing away a chop foul. As we have managed to keep pressing on.
Yeah, Kaduk's the one that made the big play in the outfield. You know how they say you come up to bat then. Things usually go well for you.
Not perfect spectator weather, but compared to what we've seen this year,
yeah.
This is paradise.
It's warmer.
2-2. Here's a small, gets a small piece of it. Makes just minimal contact with the bat, and that's all it takes. Stay alive, 2-2. One out. Runner set to move from second. Magical run number 10. Here's a shot to center field. Bounces off the heel of the glove. And the runner will come home, run number 10, in the form of Ebba Gibson. Well, they have hit the ball with authority today.
A lot of doubles. A lot of doubles and really long singles, too. You know, a lot of times in a softball game, it's usually an infield single. You see a lot of those. But we've had shots in the outfield, mainly by this minor team.
So Rutherford has been on three times today, 2-for-2. One of those occasions a walk. One run score. It's the first pitch coming her way, wide of short. Hits it sharply for a single. Runners at first and second. Back-to-back singles going to small ball for the moment. After some extra base hits this afternoon, Megan Reif, one of those doubles today. She is 1-for-2, struck out her last time up. Wave and a miss as Milberg took something off that.
Yep.
Change up. In a big way.
Good looking one, too.
0-1.
Bugs Bunny pitch.
Right-handed pitcher in there. Rocks and fires in there for a called strike, 0-2.
Well, slow, fast. What's the third one going to be?
Trying to get out of this inning. Trying to stay alive. Here's a shot foul over toward the hitting cage. And back in there in the batter's box is Reif. Takes a look at a pitch just outside, 1-2. One, two, delivery. This one chop wide of third. Runner will round third and come home, run number 11. As Kaduk comes home. And again, we have switched to small ball right now for the Miners. They're up 11-0.
Four straight singles.
Macy Wright looking to join the hit parade, looking for her first hit today. Looks at a pitch on the outside corner. 0-1.
Yeah, teammates got 11 runs. You want to join into the fun, too.
That one drifts over. Nice movement on the changeup. 0-2. Milberg trying to work out of this jam. This one chopped foul. On deck, Taylor, who's been a big catalyst today. Been a spark plug in the number 9 slot, 0-2. Right looks at ball 1, 1-2. One in the dirt. That will be ball number two, and the runners will move up 80 feet apiece. Now it's second and third. As they're tacking on a little bit of insurance here. Two-two offering on the way. This one a smash. Foul. Wide of first base. Another chopper. This one will be fielded by Milberg. And fielded on the one hop.
Ooh.
Got the out at first. Gets a throw to home in time, but the catcher can't get the handle as the runner comes in sliding hard.
Foot just knocked that ball right out of Walton's glove, basically. And it was a good play. Good play by the Lancers, but they end up just giving up, getting the one out, and the one run does score.
Good defense, but
almost a double play, obviously.
You get one out, but you don't get what would have been a beautiful double play there. Here's a dribbler on the next pitch to Taylor. So Macy Wright is retired. Pitch out of the zone. 2-0. Taylor struck out her last time up. Before that, back-to-back doubles and scored both times. Here comes a 2-0 smash. Out of the reach of the second baseman. Screams out the right field. Drives another run home. And an unlucky 13 from the Lancer perspective.
Well, Milberg seems to get to within that one pitch, and then the minor hitters just come up with a way to fight it off, get a base hit.
So Bussman will stand up there once again. Get a courtesy runner for Taylor.
That'll be Helmkamp.
Here comes Bussman now. Three for three with two walks.
You know, Milberg's not a very tall girl there, but she really packs a pretty good punch on that throw, don't she?
Yeah, definitely.
She gets some volume going as far as speed.
Source of kinetic energy and... strike one, and now here comes the 0-1, and that one out of the zone evens up at 1-1.
Rain gets a little more peskier as the game goes on.
Pitch wide and low. Throw to second.
Ooh.
And they'll say safe.
She didn't slide, and I tell you, made it really close. As the ball was up high and the tag was right there, she's on the base.
Runner jumps to second, 2-1 on the way. They're just those innings. You just pitch upstairs. You just want it all to end. Three-one offering on the way, and you see a little bit of frustration there. Milberg tosses a softball in the mitt, gets back to business. Here's a soft chop, fielded by Milberg, and 1-3 out of the inning. 13-0 the score. The Miners on top. A do-or-die bottom of the sixth coming up next. You're listening to High School Softball on WSMI. All right, Lincolnwood trying to stay alive here, and they will have the 8-9-1 hitters here. Desi Pitchford starting things off. Looks at strike one. Pitchford lining out to second her first time up.
Emma Gibson, 7 strikeouts so far in this ball game.
Pitch upstairs, 1-1.
No walks. What is it, one hitter? She's thrown so far. Very impressive so far for the Miners.
You know, and her defense has
been there.
Stood behind her in a big way today.
Made good
plays. Good pitch upstairs and outside, 2-1.
Really, maybe one of our best games we've seen defensively on both sides. Because Lancer's actually made some good plays.
2-1 offering on the inside corner. Boy, she has been vicious, merciless on that inside corner today. Count evens up at 2-2. Osterholt on deck. This pitch just inside. 3-2 payoff pitch on the way. Sydney Glick with the lone hit for the Lancers. Here's a ball fouled out of play. Payoff pitch again on the way. Pitch upstairs.
There's the walk.
Ball one. Ball number four. Walk number one, I meant to say.
Yep. First walk of the game. Well, theoretically, it's the final three outs, so you know how that is. Because you got a 13-run lead, but the 3 runs over the 10-run rule.
Pitch hitter stands in there.
The Lancers would have to plate 4 to keep this game going.
So we have Matley in there.
Nope, that'd be a wrong one. Let's see. Strike.
And a quick strike out there. JoBeth Matley, the pinch hitter, is retired. And that will bring up Morgan Cowdery. One down and a runner on. Lincolnwood trying to stay alive. Pitch in there for a called strike. And a throw wide of second, but they keep the runner honest, and the runner will stay put after advancing to second. Cowdery. One offering as they confer on the count. Pitch upstairs. Count evens up at 1-1. Mave and a miss. Boy, brings the heat. Hasn't lost a step.
Hasn't lost that at all.
1-2 to the leadoff batter. Gillespie looking to close this one out. Here's a shot to right field. Oh, the right fielder.
Lancer's going to score.
Misjudges it. Just beyond her reach. And Lincolnwood's on the board.
And now that, well, not quite yet, but yeah, 1 run's in, so only 2 extra runs on the 10-run rule.
Yeah, Cowdery with a nice drive down to right field, but it looked like the outfielder had it tracked down.
A little breeze, though, has picked up.
Yeah. I don't know if we had another one. I didn't see a big hook on that one, but
a little
that
slice.
One just beyond her glove. 0-1 here. The count to Walton. Walton drops a bunt, and she'll taken out at first, but will drive home another run as Lincolnwood avoids the indignity of the shutout.
Absolutely. Scored getting 2 runs.
Getting something cranking here as Cowdery will come home.
Going to still need another runner on base to get back to where they can keep the game alive.
Here's Glick coming into the inning. She was the
lone hitter.
Lone hitter, yeah. As she goes chopping away, hits a ball foul. Down to first base side, 0-1. So the Lancer's ready to joust a little bit here. Pitch low. 1-1. Here's a swing and a miss. And Lancer's down to their last strike. Base paths are clear, so it's up to Glick to get something started. Here's a pitch. Skips in the dirt, 2-2. Sometimes you just want that last strike, 1-2, and you reach back for something extra, and you know, and again, I don't know about the grip, but I have to think the ball feels a little waxy at times. Here's a pitch upstairs, 3-2. You wouldn't know it by the speed of the softball as it crosses the plate. Payoff pitch on the way. Glick trying to keep this one going. It's a smash and hauled in by the first baseman. Wrigley Rutherford has had a nice game and puts a wrap on this one. 13-2 your final score. And what can you say, Carl? This Gillespie club is something.
It is a very powerful team. We've seen a lot of doubles early, and then we've seen a parade of singles to get up to that 13 runs. Lancers, though, didn't exactly give in, as they do come up with a couple runs and make it a little bit and break that shutout out of this ball game.
Yeah, you walk in, there's no surprise. This is just a well-coached team, and they are loaded, and they're gonna bring a lot of offense and a lot of pitching to the table, and certainly that recipe was in play here today as the Miners, well, they've hit blackjack. They've collected win number 21 on the season, and looking at the numbers here today, Reagan Bussman going 3-for-3 on base 5 times today. Bertinoli with some big plays on D. Segura with a monster double and a sack. And we had a couple of extra base hits for Gibson, helped our own cause. Kaduk with a double and a single, scored twice. Relaford going 3-for-3 and had a walk. So on base all 4 times today. Good production out of the number 6 slot. And that's a sign of a great team, you know, when you get that kind of production out of the lower half.
Yeah, number 9 started the whole thing, I believe, with a double.
Yeah.
As far as a big scoring inning.
Yeah, Rife, she was on, she was 2-for-2 on base 3 times today, 1 strikeout, but had one of the doubles. And Wright just had tough luck on the infield, hit the ball sharply, but just right at people. And then, yeah, Taylor comes through 3-for-4 and 2 of those doubles.
Two doubles, too.
And scored a pair of runs.
Got to like that out of your ninth place hitter, don't you? That's a good sign.
So the win goes to Emma Gibson, and certainly well-earned. And thank you to Mother Nature for being a little bit merciful.
Well, we got it in. That's what
I say.
Almost surprised. And, yeah, Emma Gibson, 8 strikeouts, 1 walk. That 1 walk does come back to score on her as she walks here in the bottom of the 6. And that is one of the 2 runs that scores.
So that is a wrap, as we will not mess with Mother Nature. We will mosey on down the highway on this one. But I want to thank Jennifer Graham. We will be back next week as we get ready for it's all about rivalries, isn't it? It's we've got Litchfield and Hillsboro among our contests next week, and these teams gearing up, trying to get in postseason shape. That's what it's all about this time of year.
That's the key this time of year. And you know, a good thing for Lancers, they won't have to worry about Gillespie in the regional, because they'll probably be 1A where Gillespie would be 2A. So there's a big advantage. It's good to play all these 2A teams as the Lancers do, and then you're going to get to probably see some smaller schools when you get to the regionals.
You know what, there's something about playing that higher level team.
Oh, it's good for your season.
Gives you a little bit of grit.
Yep, I agree.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, you know, Superman growing up with 2 sons. Well, he didn't get to grow up very long, but anyway, you know, he comes to Earth and there's only 1. Kind of the same concept. All right, enough comic book hero references, because it could really get real flaky real fast. Well, that is a wrap for us. We will wrap it up for this soggy Monday. Isn't that a big surprise?
Yeah, not a surprise at all, but good to see us get through a game.
Not a washout like Friday anyway.
That's right.
All right, that's it from Kiwanis Field. Thanks for joining us. Sean Valent for Carl DeMar saying so long. Till next time on WSMI.